Counseling question number 12. Define HALO data and give some examples of HALO data for depression. My response. Previously defined in another response, HALO data is information that the counselor can observe about a counselee. Since counselors need to be deeply concerned about data so they can guide and direct the counselee towards life-dominating sin issues that affect their life and grieve the Holy Spirit, we must know how to detect data that counselees may be keeping buried beneath the soil. We cannot determine progress an individual may or may not be making by seeing where the person is at the moment. He or she may be on the up or down side of their consistent roller coaster ride. But since, quote, the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart, end quote, Matthew 12:34, and Cain's, quote, countenance fell, end quote, when he became, quote, very angry, end quote, Genesis 4:5, we can see that the inward heart issues will somehow be revealed in the external expressions of our face, body language, volume of voice, tone of voice, and or posture. So counselors must include this observable data in addition to what homework and verbal data may indicate to holistically determine a counselee's inward heart level progression or regression. Some typical examples of HALO data for impression may include a fallen countenance. These fallen expressions are obvious to even the casual observer. Droopy face, concerned eyebrows, hunched posture, and slow verbal expressions are just some ways this may manifest. It is important to point out that these signs won't always surface when the person is being observed. Often, it is noticing the reactions to a third person's comments or observing them while they ponder a challenging question where data is revealed. It wouldn't be uncommon to see a depressed person respond to a third person's encouraging words with a comment like, "It won't matter." It also wouldn't be uncommon to see a person sigh or complain when asked if they can handle the weekly workload. Self-pity is a horrible sin encompassed with depression. While there is nothing wrong with crying, a person is indicating a lot about where they are when they are more disappointed in their own shortcomings than the counselor or third person is. One example is the person who is always being overly emotional on themselves, without obvious fruit of repentance, over failing to do the weekly assigned tasks. Sorrow is good if it leads to repentance, but self-pity is a sorrow that leads to death. 2 Corinthians 7, verses 8 through 10. Counselees may show noticeable signs of physical reactions to their sin-induced depression. King David stated that, quote, "When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long." Psalm 32:3, end quote. It is important to notice someone's fatigue, groomed appearance, and what physical health routines may be current. Some individuals will express depression with anger. This may seem contradictory because, by definition, a depressed person seems to not care about anything, right? But when we rightly understand that depression is linked to sinful, selfish patterns, we can see that many people may roll their eyes, respond to another with great disgust, throw their hands up, or make statements like, "Here we go again," when things don't go their way. King Saul was greatly unhappy that David received more recognition than him when David began to show himself to be a greater warrior. 1 Samuel 18, verses 7 through 9. The same was true for Judas, whose remorse was worldly enough for him to throw the money back at the Pharisees and take his own life. Matthew 27:3 through 5. Lastly, though this list is not exhaustive, worry is often connected to depression. Many Old Testament recordings of the Israelites failing to trust in God reveal the state of their unfaithful worries that constantly led to sadness over not having the goods they used to receive in Egyptian slavery. Numbers 11, verses 1 through 6. It's with these many examples that we see depression is a complex emotion. While the emotions are real, and we want to detect their signs, we must put the root of sin in its proper place, the heart of man. We want to use these HALO data signs, like a smoke detector, to be able to put out fires that are burning them to death in their heart.